Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, it is Friday. We don't have Father Adriano. He's finished his series, did a wonderful job. We may run that again in a few weeks. Right now on Friday, sometimes we throw on little special things. You remember last week I played a story for you that I had the computer read and I changed the voices to help you understand it a little better. Well, this week, another story and I'm reading it. Now, I told you before that I've done story homilies, and this is actually a story. I didn't use it as a homily, although I easily could. And it's something to reflect on, and there's a lot to it. And we'll discuss what it is on the other side of the break, and obviously the story. In the meantime, remember, we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, coming to you from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out the parish, check out the website. You can send us feedback and do all kinds of things over there. And please check that out. And also you can hear the archives of the show and spread the word and let people know not only where they can find the program that you're listening to right now at CatholicAudioMedia.com, but also where they can tune in regularly as well if they care to at WROL 950 AM or if they're outside of the Boston area, WROLRadio.com. Well, the name of today's story is called Bobo at the Piano. So without any further ado, let us go with my own reading. Although my experience is writers make lousy public readers. We're not good at that. Sometimes you hear that on radio. Obviously, that's what you're doing now. People say, you know, the writer will read a part of his or her writing, and you go, okay, well, that's interesting, but really it would be best if you had someone else read it. Well, I'm in that category too. My writing is, I love to write, and my writing is writing, and my reading is reading, and whether you know it or not, I don't read when I speak to you on the show. It's very rare that I read. I speak what I know I'm going to say, and I speak off the top of my head. And if there's a problem, I always edit it out, so you don't hear it. But anyway, But when I read, especially when I read my own fiction, I really think it's best if someone else does it. But the computer can't do it as well as I need it in this one. So without any further ado, let us go to my next fiction story, Bobo at the Piano. You're kidding, Bobo. You're actually going to play that thing. Mary Stuart laughed as she looked over to Frank Bottoms for a reaction. The two commanded over the grand lobby of the 20-story Fosgur Bank building wherever they entered. They ran the 6th and 7th floors, respectfully, for Jackson McCall Insurance Underwriters. Every subordinate knew they were like lovers who regretted the spouses they married 20 years earlier. Bobo, you don't play the piano. Don't make a fool of yourself. Frank looked back to Mary, and then both snickered as Bob Goond ignored them. The growing number of employees in the lobby stopped to watch the scene before heading for the elevators to work, spectators to the drama between the office lovers and the quiet clerk with 22 years in the company. Less than 12 hours earlier, the piano arrived as the new piece of decor to the marble Art Deco lobby. Goon would be the first to play it. Bobo, please get up to your office before you embarrass yourself, Mary continued. You look ridiculous. Mary, let him go, Frank signaled to turn from the scene and go to their offices. Let Bobo be. He almost sounded like he was giving an order. But Frank, he will look foolish and it'll be an embarrassment to our company. I am sorry. I'm not going to watch this ridiculous fool behind a piano he never played. She tried to let go of his hand and head towards Bob. Frank held it gently enough but firm to communicate his caution to her. Each one in the lobby was well within earshot of the two. Bobo either chose to ignore their words or was too much in concentration to pay attention. Bobo, as Mary and Frank called him, was actually Robert Bob Goon. It was an unfortunate name that gave him great trouble growing up. Quiet throughout his life, he suffered terribly in almost every year of school. His pain discouraged him enough that he never went to college. but trained himself in accounts receivable. Mary's predecessor, Tim Burch, hired Bob 1 month before he retired. She came in as head of HR 2 weeks later. Bob was not quite 21 when he began and had been in the company long before Frank ever stepped foot in Jackson McCall Insurance Underwriters. Frank and Mary had demeaning nicknames for each one. Dodo Riley, Goofy Jackson, and of course, Bobo Goon, and more. Everyone hated the names and hated them, but they were executives and not to be crossed. Mike Johnson told them to stop calling him names and found himself out of work less than 26 hours later. The lobby remained silent, save the notes from the new piano, and even as more employees from the insurance company, the bank, and the advertising company on the top three floors came to work. Many stopped in their tracks as the music continued. Others, too busy, just headed for the elevator, as if the lobby was empty. Still, the sound of Dave Brubeck's Take Five played note by note perfectly, drifted softly through the air. The quiet account receivables clerk, with more than 20 years in the company, almost unknown despite his tenure, played with passion. One person remarked, "It's as if he's playing it for his long-lost girl, begging her to come back." Of course, those who knew Bob also knew that no such person existed, but Bob played the music with feelings, the likes of which no one knew he even had. Everyone at one point shook their heads or rolled their eyes at Mary Stewart and Frank Bottoms, and then back to the piano. Tom Michaels and his wife kissed as she dropped him off to work, handed him his bag lunch. They gazed at Frank and Mary with a snarl and then back to the piano. Tom smiled at his wife. They kissed again and he headed for the elevators, almost backwards to catch every note in the air. Mrs. Michaels stood in awe as if hoping the tune would never end. The two detractors, humbled and frozen in the center of the lobby, felt their faces become like red-hot beacons screaming out warning of danger ahead as they felt the disapproval upon them of each employee. No one cared anymore that Frank was the head of marketing and Mary the director of HR. Jack Thomas, soon to retire, the one who mentored Bob Goon when he first arrived, looked at both of them. "I've said it before, and I will say it again. You two have no shame." Then turning to Bob, "Thanks for a great way to start the morning, Bob. I had no idea you even played." Bob tipped his head and continued note for note, both hands moving across the keyboard as if they had minds of their own, knowing each key to play at the right pressure, each foot hitting the pedals with pristine timing. Frank headed off to the elevator, silent and quiet, his head down. He tried not to disturb the music nor to call attention to himself. Mary Stewart walked the other way towards the revolving door, deciding not to come to work that day. She never came to work again. HR had a new leader 1 month later. It was the day everyone said they were rid of those two. The day Bob Goon sat behind the piano and played Take Five, the only tune he knew. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out catholictv.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You'll hear more about that at the end of the show, but CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, the importance of writing a story is to allow people to reflect on what's being said in the story and how it's being communicated. And if you look carefully at the story, there's various levels of conflict. Of course, you need conflict in a story. And I don't know if you can hear the fire engines in the background. Hopefully not. But part of that conflict, as you hear in the story, and something to reflect on as well, is not only between Frank and Mary trying to get Bobo to stop playing at the piano, Bob Goon, but also the company and even Bob Goon trying to get rid of Frank and Mary. So there's different levels of conflict there. And sometimes when I write my stories, I really can picture the characters right there. And Frank and Mary are just two people. I can just see them as I write the story. And just fascinating that, granted, it's fiction, and any similarities between anyone living or dead is purely coincidental, including the insurance company whose name I had to change because I found out there was an insurance litigator in Texas that had the actual original name, and we don't want to anger insurance litigators now, do we? So anyway, it is an act of fiction, but you might have met people like that in your own company, in your own business, those people who got away with so much, they were able to look down upon others and able to treat others in such a way because they had so much power, and everyone and no one liked them. No one liked them. And it was it's fascinating when you encounter people like that, or people who have dealt with people like that in work. It's really, really something. So it's something to reflect on over the weekend. A Bobo at the Piano, if you want to rewind this, you want to share it with others and everything else. And in the meantime, you can have yourself a blessed weekend. We will be back on Monday. So don't forget, Monday at 3:00 here on WROL. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10:00 and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.